Today in Iraq, U.S.-led troops and Iraqi forces appear to be moving into positions for coming battles. The first sizable deployment of American troops in northern Iraq has now taken place. Iraqis again attacked formations of the U.S. 3rd Infantry Division near Najaf, about 100 miles south of Baghdad. Last night, Iraq lost hundreds of soldiers in what was described as a fierce fight near that city. And Iraqi forces also attacked Marines near Nasiriya. A report suggests Iraqi Republican Guard units are moving south toward Allied forces there. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
The pattern has quickly become familiar. As lead elements of the American and British force push ever closer to Baghdad, Iraqi irregular units have been attacking along 200 miles of supporting troops and supplies. The most serious fighting has and is taking place at Najaf and Nasiriya. Late today, news emerged of fierce fighting for a bridge southeast of Najaf at a town called Abu Sukair. Reports indicate there may have been some loss of U.S. tanks and armored vehicles. Last night, Iraqi forces also attacked a U.S. column attempting to cross the Euphrates River near Najaf. The fighting subsided after 2 hours, leaving hundreds of Iraqis dead on the battlefield. These attacks are against one of the two prongs of U.S. and British forces pressing northward toward Baghdad. The Allies appear to be positioning themselves for an assault on the capital from at least two directions. In the daily command briefing in Doha, Qatar, Brigadier General Vincent Brooks was asked to describe how the Iraqi battlefield was emerging.
We have forces that are arrayed throughout all of Iraq at this point. And so if you are someone in the regime wondering where it's going to come from, the answer is it's going to come from everywhere.
The second column of Allied forces, mostly U.S. Marines, continue to press north from Nasiriya on the Euphrates River. Their goal appears to be a route through Al-Qut to the north and then a left turn toward Baghdad. Unconfirmed reports emerged today that units of the Iraqi Republican Guard may be moving south from Al-Qut to confront the Marines. At the same time, Iraqi militia have mounted persistent attacks today and yesterday, 20 miles north of Nasiriya, at Ash-Shatra. There was also skirmishing last night inside Nasiriya, including a fight at what looked like a hospital compound, but was, according to General Brooks, the headquarters of a paramilitary unit filled with combat supplies.
Notably, within the hospital, there were 200 weapons, Iraqi military uniforms, one tank, 3,000 chemical protective suits, and nerve agent antidote injectors.
This is just one of several developments that have raised the concern among U.S. commanders that the Iraqi army may be preparing to use chemical weapons, possibly in the defense of Baghdad. U.S. and British forces have been searching for chemical and biological weapons across Iraq, so far without success, according to British Defense Secretary Geoffrey Hoon speaking today in the House of Commons in London.
To date, we have no evidence of Iraqi use of weapons of mass destruction during this campaign. But it is impossible to know whether this is the result of successful military operations or a deliberate tactical judgment of the Iraqi regime.
The situation inside the southeastern city of Basra remained confused today. Last night, British units reported that civilians inside the city were in open rebellion against the Iraqi authorities. The British detected Iraqi militia using mortars to bombard civilians, and the British directed artillery on the Iraqi positions. Today, Basra was quiet, and the precise nature of the unrest is still unclear. But the destruction inside Basra and the apparent U.S. missile strike on a market area in Baghdad prompted U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan to appeal to both sides not to target civilians.
I would want to remind all belligerents that they should respect international humanitarian law and take all necessary steps to protect civilians. Besides, they are responsible for the welfare of the civilian population in the area.
And in the first sign that the U.S. plans to open a northern front, about 1,000 paratroopers based in Italy were dropped into northern Iraq today. Until now, only a handful of U.S. special forces had been working with Kurdish troops there. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Kuwait.